Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to We Met at Acme, a podcast about dating in New York City. My name is Lindsay Metzler, and I'm so excited that you guys are listening and joining us on this very fun journey where we will talk to different people and find out their experiences on dating and just hear some great stories. So let's get started. Our first guest is Jake Smith. Jake is the singer of the hit song Turn Up on the Weekend and a restaurateur who's about to open Juku in a couple weeks in New York City. So stay tuned for that. And now I'd love to introduce Jake. Today we're going to start by discussing deal breakers.
What's up, Jake? So happy to be here for the inaugural We Met at Acme podcast. Full disclosure, I haven't been to Acme since Zach Nichols Creative stopped doing the door. So
why is that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't go to Acme.
Yeah, it's kind of dark.
I'm not trying to run into all my basic exes there.
Yeah, no, I feel you. So just so everyone knows, this podcast has no affiliation whatsoever with Acme. We just wanted to make it clear that, or I just wanted to make it clear that this is a podcast about dating in the city, and Acme is one of the many spots that people meet to either go on dates or just to get fucked up and party.
And smash,
essentially. I was actually at Acme on Friday, which I guess was on my mind when I was thinking of the name, and I was so blacked out drunk that I woke up the next day and I had a text from a guy saying, "Hey, this is Seth. You were on my shoulders last night. We should go out on a date."
Was his name actually Seth, or were you using code names?
No, his name is Seth.
I'm going to be using code names.
Okay. I'm sorry, Seth, but I'm not going to say anything else about you, so don't worry about that. But yeah, his name is Seth. Great guy. Gave me a lift on his shoulders. And yeah, so now
it's pretty low ceilings in there.
It is. So it was really shocking. So I was looking for my friend Olivia, who I went.
He must be pretty short.
He is like 6'3 or 6'4.
How did you crush your head on the ceiling?
I have no idea. But when I was up there, I remember being so afraid of how high up I was, and I did not stay long.
Do they have ceiling fans in there?
Probably. I could have died. Let's talk about deal breakers. What are.
This is our
like
first topic. Deal breakers?
Oh, yeah. Deal breakers
bad
with.
Bad skin.
With
number one, I'm sorry, I'm
bad
a
skin,
very, very shallow person.
Okay,
bad skin really fucks me up, and I'm gonna be surprised. A lot of guys will say that that's their number
really
one. Their number one.
I've never like dealt with that, luckily, thank god.
Like, shout out my boy Branches, both of us will tell you that, like,
yeah,
everybody will tell you, like,
wow, I've never heard this from a guy before.
And they cover it up with, and then you can tell, like, some girls wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah, like, too much, like, foundation, and then, like, it like almost highlights it more.
It looks like Mars.
Oh, yeah, bad skin.
It's terrible. That's my number one.
But that's okay, that's a physical. Let's have your number two be not a physical.
let's see, a non-physical, like, I'm trying to, like, not sound like a piece of shit answer to this question.
Like, I can give you some examples. Okay. Like, how they act with your friends. Like, if they're, you know, like, if they like to go out too much, if they, like, do too much coke or something.
I've never really let my girlfriends hang out with my friends that much.
That's not true. There was the blonde girl who...
She hung out because she was younger and she was bored and she, like, didn't know what she was doing. She, like, was lonely in the city and was, like, kind of shot mess. But,
explain what shot is. Just
shot, well, there's shot and there's fried. Shot is more, like, delusional and fried is more, like, burnt out. Uh-huh. So, that's not true. I mean, she's a great girl. She's a very nice girl. She left me for a French guy. But literally,
R.I.P.
went abroad to Paris, and we're like, oh, let's do it together. And I was like, eh, I don't think we should. We're like, no, let's do it together. And then she fucking met some French guy, brought him back to the States 3 months later, married him.
Savage.
Green card move, but not really. But now she's dating some other guy in like the Burning Man scene. I heard.
Crazy.
Sounds like a nice guy. I'm sure.
Crazy. Okay, so a turnoff would be, or like a deal breaker with her was that she...
I really don't... Well...
Okay, just... what if, like, a girl has no friends? Is that a deal breaker for you?
No, I kind of like that because then you really just have full mental control and you can sort of manipulate it much better. Yeah, I mean, that's just the truth, though.
That's
like,
sick.
When they have no, you know, you're their friends. Your friends become their friends. You control the whole social aspect. That's really what most guys are looking for.
What if... Okay.
Unless they're corny and they're like,
that's
they don't
crazy.
Have friends and they want
to, that's not
like...
true. I disagree. Guys like when girls have friends in their own life. Like, it's creepy.
You gotta give them some space, of course, but, like, you still, like, you want every mental edge you can get.
That's really dark.
It's dark, but we're being honest. This is a podcast.
No, you're right. I completely agree, but I think that's your opinion, and not every guy thinks that way. Like, there's, like, some, like, effeminate guy out there, let's say, that, like, doesn't have any friends and, like, is lonely and is like, oh, I just really wish I had a girl
really
who had all these
friends
so I could have friends and I could have a life and, like, she could show me something. I just moved to the city from Arkansas. And, like, whatever. Okay, so deal breakers or is bad skin? We can do other physical ones since we can't think of any others.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, like...
Like, do your friends have any deal breakers? Like, do you have any friends that are weird about, like, girls who need to have, like, shaved legs or, like, weird shit like that?
Not that I can think of. It's really also... It's not even just bad skin. It's, like, any time a girl wears too much makeup, like... Girls think we don't.
It's crazy. No, every guy I've ever dated has said to me, like, thank God you don't wear too much makeup. Like, otherwise.
One of the worst moments of my life. Honestly, it was awful. Woke up in my apartment with a girl. She had stayed over the night previously. And I, like, see something all over my pillow, and I'm like, did this girl fucking, like, puke on my pillow? Like, oh my God. It's, like, dark because the shades are bad, and, like, my room gets really dark. And I, like, take the pillow into the bathroom to look at it, and I turn on the light, and it's just...
All makeup.
Dust.
Yeah.
And I puked into the pillow.
No.
It was so nauseating to me and so gross. I literally just puked onto this pillow. So now I have a pillow covered vomit. I throw it in the shower. I turn the shower, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I end up sitting on my balcony. I was like, how am I going to throw this away? I had to go get garbage bag. She gets up. Half of her face is fucking a different color than the other half of her face. Because all the makeup's over here. There's no makeup
over
here.
That is so awful.
It's really gross.
Yeah, I had friends like in college that spent 3 hours just like doing the first base of their makeup.
I wonder, I think, yeah.
And that leads to bad skin.
I'm sure it does. I don't
know
the properties.
So it's like a cycle.
It makes sense.
It's fucked up. So let's talk about meeting online versus meeting people in person, because it's so hard to meet normal people in person anymore, especially when we're going out and like we're getting really drunk and we're kind of with our own group of friends.
Yeah, with your own group, it's very hard.
So are you on any of the dating apps?
I'm on every single...
Okay.
I don't use all of them that much, but I definitely have an account on all of them, including the more fringe wacky, weird international ones that you might not even know about.
I definitely don't know about them.
Badu and Scouts.
What's Badu? It sounds like Erica Badu's.
No, it's B-A-D-O. Dating app. It was like an international like chat thing, kind of like WhatsApp. It didn't work out. Now people post pictures. Now it's
ridiculous. That reminds me of the one where everyone showed their dick and it was like a chat roulette. Chat roulette.
Yeah. There's a lot of bots. It's a lot of fake people.
That's dark.
It's kind of weird. You also can message anyone, guys or girls. So it's just a free for all.
Wow, it's pretty wacky. It's really gender fluid. Mm-hmm. So
I use Raya.
Mm-hmm. What's Raya?
Raya is a very cool and exclusive dating app for creatives that you must be accepted to, but then pay for. So it's like a country club. You get in and then you pay.
Right. It's like Soho House.
Welcome. Go fuck yourself.
Right. So Raya basically judges you on your Instagram following and I'm assuming what you post. And then they decide if you're like worthy of being part of this exclusive dating app.
Or you can go through my friend Rob Hepler.
Or you can have a connection, but that's mostly not the situation. But the people on Raya are kind of like fucked up people. Would you say that's true?
I don't know about that. I think it's just like, it's not your average, like, basic, like, financed suit dude and, like, PR chick. Like, it's a very, like, eclectic group.
Yeah.
But it's also fucked because it's all, I feel like everybody I matched with is in LA or London.
Right. There's so like not that many the girl people. That you met recently, let's call her Jane. Did you meet Jane on Raya? Jane's the one who kept canceling.
No. Met Jane way back in the day in college. Uh-huh. And we ran into each other at 108 RIP when Kazuo was still working there.
Great sushi place in Brooklyn.
They don't serve sushi anymore. They're about to go out of business because I took other chefs. Ooh. But
don't go to 108. Go to Jake's new place, 32 Juku. Mulberry. 32 Mulberry.
Plug. We met there. We ran into each other there and like really hit it off and had this great chemistry and then continued to like flirt through Instagram and then I just got canceled. I feel like that's a story for later.
Yeah.
App wise, yeah, I just have trouble with it because I don't know really what to say to girls who are in like different places. Like
right.
Like, oh, like I'll be in LA in 4.5 weeks when I go to like no.
So are you on Bumble, which is obviously the one where girls initiate?
I'm on Bumble, but I haven't used it in a long mm-hmm. time. I really never got like I don't think anyone's actually on Bumble. I don't think girls are actually on Bumble. I think that they did a huge activation and they got all these hot girls on it and then they never used it because, I mean, maybe I have a bad profile, but I didn't have anything on. And I'm like crushing on Raya. I'm getting like 5-6 matches a day.
No, totally, totally.
Good work, but like, it's like Bumble was not.
Also, girls are just like afraid to initiate. A lot. Like even
I'll tell you what though, to talk about meeting someone in person, it's hard to do, but I met a girl at the Yankee game last night
who
was sitting in the row behind me.
Wow.
And I'm taking her to the game tonight and then we're going to Elio's for dinner. Afterwards.
Wait, you're taking her with the three like the seven other guys that you're going with?
I'm just saying you got her extra ticket. She'll leave the section and she'll bring a friend, like whatever. But
okay. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was like
what's her deal? How'd you start talking to her?
Okay, so we were at the Yankee game sitting in the front row of the bleachers and these two girls who were from Garden City, Long Island, I believe, mm-hmm. were sitting right behind us. I'm trying to like not sound like this like elitist like city kid. Like,
there's nothing wrong with Garden City. Right, yeah.
So totally they cool place. They were sitting behind us and they were like very into the game, like these two like little cute blonde chicks. And they were like getting really into it and like I was having fun and stuff. And then I started like chirping them and then I was like hitting on a little bit. And we like made a bet. I was like that if the game it was like when it was 4-0, I was like, if the game ends 7-4, like you owe me $5,000.
And right.
If like it doesn't end 7-4, I'll bring you to the game tomorrow. Good luck. As like rally started.
Uh-huh.
We were literally like a fucking, the guy got thrown out of that plane. We were like, it's so close to 7-4. And then, I mean, I still would have, like, I'm sure it would have gone the same way. I still would have taken out of the game.
Right.
But anyway, because it's an early game, called my man Luca at Elio's. I was like, yo, bring a girl out for the Yankee game. Can I hop on the 6 train? Get out on 86. Save me 20 meatballs.
Amazing.
Later on 9 o'clock.
Amazing.
So I texted her today. She texted me like a bunch of times before I woke up because I got really fucking whacked after the game and was out very late.
Yeah.
And texted me, texted me this morning. Sent me a video of me dancing. Sent me a video of some other guy dancing. I will not forget about my three free tickets tomorrow. Like, she's texting, this was texting at night after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then she texted this morning.
It's a lot of texting.
Yo, let me know for real about the ticks because I need to plan my day, lol. And I need to know if I'm buying them when I'm selling them. And I was like, yo, like, and then I woke up and I was like, yo, you're coming to the game. She was like, she actually asked me if she could bring her dad.
No.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, you want to bring your dad on our first date? And she was like, oh, so it's a date now? I was like, yeah, I'm fucking taking a Yankee game and dinner afterwards. It's a fucking date. She was like, oh, like, didn't realize. Like, that's exciting. And I was like, oh, sick.
Yeah.
So she's excited. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
She's not bringing her dad.
Yeah, I was going to say. That would be a bit of a buzzkill.
Put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
Probably a nice guy.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, so that's actually probably the first in person.
No, because my
last girlfriend I met in person.
Yeah, and you meet like random people at Public Hotel and like.
I don't meet anybody at Public.
What do you mean you met that old woman that mom?
That wasn't a Public.
Are you sure?
No, we were in Chinatown.
No, we were on the roof. Oh, that's not Public. That place was really fun, actually. I think I like forever thought that was Public after, and now when I go to Public and it's like all bridge and tunnel. I'm really upset because I'm expecting this like weird scene on the roof in Chinatown.
That was a weird rooftop, but that was the night. That was also the night that I pretended to be John Braun on his phone and got
right. Wait, so let's move away from online dating and talk about Halloween for a second. So do you know what you're gonna be for Halloween, or you have no idea?
I know what I'm gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna share it?
No, I'm not. I want everybody to be surprised.
Okay. Better be good. It better not be Game of Thrones related because everyone is fucking doing that.
I did that last year and I wore a bald cap and I was the best Varys of all time. That's a fact.
I'm sure you were. I don't know what that means because I don't watch and I never will, but.
He's a bald eunuch. There's like robes. My mom made the costume. I looked exactly.
That's
like
really cute. I've heard it too. Okay,
she's
let's talk.
Made all my costumes for years.
So you're 27, about to turn 28 in November.
Yes.
November 14th.
The day of the investigator.
The day of the investigator. Follow astrology.
Yeah.
I have two. I know two other people with the same birthday.
Who?
Jerry Sternstein.
Oh yeah.
My freshman year roommate. And Seth, the guy whose shoulders I went on at
Seth.
Acme.
What up, Seth? Yeah.
Seth is cool.
Seth must be a real fucking boss.
He is. So you're about to turn 28, and I know my dad was married at 27 to my mom. I don't know how old your parents were.
My parents didn't get married until their mid-30s.
Okay.
Didn't have me and my brother until like they were in their
How old were they when they met?
I think they were like 32 or 33.
So you're not feeling as like you're not feeling any pressure.
My mom had like one serious, really like really serious relationship before mm-hmm. they met, like a guy that she almost married.
Oh wow.
But my dad was like a fucking wild man.
Yeah.
Literally like Ron Burgundy, like I remember in the 70s, 80s, like just going nuts, like on TV, like mustache, like sideburns, like every time we go to Denver, they'll like sit down at dinner and like some like 45-50 year old woman will be like, Harry? And we're like,
oh my god. That's fucking amazing. Grady is your brother. Grady's younger by how many years?
He's 4 years younger.
Is Grady in a relationship?
No.
Has he been before?
Yeah. I think he had, you know, pretty serious girlfriend in high school, semi-serious one, like 1 year of college.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, like, played lacrosse at Trinity College and was in a frat.
Right.
And is, like,
sounds familiar.
A frat, bro.
Shout out, Evan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Interesting. So your parents don't really, like, talk about marriage or put pressure on you in any way about that?
No, not in the least. Mm-hmm. They let me drop out of college to do improv. Right. I don't think they're
right.
That,
yeah. Right.
I'm sure there's some like genetic clock in the back of my mom's head that's like, I want to be a grandmother, but like,
right.
She would never dream of bringing that up to me or putting any pressure on me because like, they're so chill that
right.
You know.
So
also then stop doing comedy to open a food truck. Like right. They're.
They're very supportive.
Very supportive and chill. I'm sure they'd love to see me get married. My last girlfriend, my dad almost fully scared away because he was just like, so like, oh, I'm so happy to meet you.
Yeah.
Like, creepy, like,
oh, that's definitely like a city Jew thing. Like, oh no, you're not, I always forget you're not Jewish.
I'm culturally Jewish.
You're culturally Jewish.
I've been to synagogue.
But it's just like, it's just like, it's so smothering because like our parents live here. So when we date people, like our whole family is like, yay, like let's all get involved.
That's not the case. I keep it very compartmentalized.
I try to. And then like they seep in somehow, no matter what.
How many times did they meet codename last guy?
Like too many times.
Oh, so a lot of times.
Way too many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like 10 too many.
Did he ever stay over in the Hamps?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they met him there. You had like dinner, like full days.
Oh, yeah. Full dinners, full days.
What was their response?
Here's the thing. My parents are, they're sweet people. They're not like New England, sweep everything under the rug, like wasp bullshit. Like they are always open to anyone and everyone. They just want me to be happy. So if it seems like I'm happy in that moment, then they're like, great, we love this person, you know? And then if I'm like, I don't, then they're like, we don't either. So in that way, like, they go with the flow. And they would never stop me and be like, oh, wait, like, this person is not, like, for you, because they just want me to figure it out on my own, which I respect about them, like, they just kind of go with my lead, essentially, when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
But, like, I try not to tell them too much. Because, like, for example, like, I went on a date last night, which was really good, thanks to Ziggy.
I'm shocked that he did a good job on that. Terrible judgment.
We went to a great bar, too, which we'll talk about. But and I didn't mention, like, specifics to my parents because they get involved. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, like, let's say... Like, I'll be like, yeah, his name is, you know, Doug or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, we really, like, love Doug. And my mom will get, like, attached to the name. And, like, they just get so crazy.
That's their way of being like, they actually, like, do want you to, like.
Yeah, low key. So, like, if I mention.
Anyone. Just
if anyone. So, if I mention, like, bless their heart. But, like, if I mention one guy, if I'm like, yeah, Jeff. Like, I had lunch with Jeff the other day. Like. The next time I talk to my dad, he'll be like, so how are things going with Jeff? And I'll be like, what? Like, that was a business meeting. And, like, I don't even talk to that guy, you know? So, like, I have to just, like, not really share until we're, like, a year into dating from now on.
I guess that's a good idea.
Right? Why not?
I mean, unless you, like, meet some guy that you're, like, definitely going to marry.
I agree.
Just know it right away.
So Instagram is, like, obviously... a big part of dating now, which is, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Instagram's a big part of dating?
In a way, I think it is. I think that if you go out on a date with a girl and let's say she doesn't have an Instagram, that would be a little weird.
That would be very weird.
And if you went out on a date with a girl and she had 500,000 followers, that would be a handful, no?
Yeah, probably. I'd say the threshold for me, like I'm looking for like under 40,000.
So you would you rather date a girl with 500 or 500,000? You can't choose your perfect number.
500 for sure.
That's what most guys say.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But I also like, I think there's a lot of like really hot, like 20,000, 19,000 follower models out there that are like prime for the pick.
Sure, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because they think they're hot shit, but then they know like, they think that they're really not, and they're like, they're equipped. Like also, the really dark thing. This is not my theory. I'm taking this theory from
friends of yours. Yeah.
But the age of like Instagram and like girls, like it's I don't want this to sound like chauvinistic at all.
Just say it.
Girls today have a lot of them have a very warped perception of success, because a lot of them associate Instagram and social media like likes and followers with like actual achievement. And it's not really an achievement unless you're making money off of it.
I agree with
you. Unless you're doing sponsored posts. So like there are girls like,
but why, my friend, he's basing this off a girl he was dating. Though?
It's guys too. No, it's everybody. But like, I'm saying it from like my perspective.
Right.
Like my friend had dated a girl who had like, you know, 15,000-20,000 Instagram followers. She started pouring her own money into making like merch and like shirts that like no one was fucking buying, because like you look at her thing, she has no engagement. She's like 80 likes on like an interesting, it's a girl that Sam was dating.
Okay.
And she had like, you know, she'd get a couple thousand likes on like a picture of her in a bikini, but then like she'd put up these like miserable comedy videos that were like like so cringeworthy, and they'd get like 100 views.
Right.
And like then like took that and made a separate page because she thought that like she could spin it off into another one. And it's like no engagement. It's art chick associates that with like achievement. Like I'm not, you know, it's people associate, like, unless you're fucking getting paid money because you have such an audience that you're like getting sponsored posts. Like it's weird how many people associate their social like engagement with success.
No, you're right.
It's not success. It's honestly like a waste of fucking time.
I totally agree. And like
it's a great way to promote yourself if if you're an actress or you're a model or you're a singer or you're an artist or you're a photographer.
Right.
It's obviously a great platform for that, but like you shouldn't unless you're so big that you're making money, you should not like have your accounts should not be your barometer for success, because it's just
agreed. So I have a food Instagram called Don't Expect Salads, and
which is your livelihood though.
It's no, it's not. It's my side thing. You know that.
Yeah, but it like turned into like your business. Like
yeah, it helps me a lot with my business. Yeah. So my business is called Lindsay's Lunchbox. It's a social media consulting company. And I help restaurants do Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and kind of just represent themselves on social media. On the side, since for like 5 years now, I've had Don't Expect Salads, which is a food Instagram that has nothing to do with salads. And it's just like junk food and shit like that. And it's grown to like 78,000 followers. And it's still like, it's still this thing on the side, but I definitely don't bring it up on a first date because it's just like a weird vibe. And like, what do you think about that? Do you think that I should be bringing it up? Like only if they kind of bring it up first.
Depends on the guy.
Yeah.
If like, he's like a fucking meathead, like no. But if it's like a, like, you know, intellectual, funny.
Right.
Dude,
well,
like,
so the guy on Monday, the guy on Monday night, like brought it up. He was like, oh, I just started following Don't Expect, like, how do you eat that and like stay skinny, you know? And then like I could have then done it.
Yeah.
But then the food we ordered was kind of whack. Like, no offense. I actually had a lot of fun at that place, but I didn't love the food there. It was this really cool like underground Japanese place on it was called Sake Disciple or something.
I don't know what that is.
It was really cool actually. But yeah, so then that happened. And then last night, we didn't talk about Don't Expect Salads at all. So I was like, I'm not bringing it up. I'm not like going to ask this guy for his phone for an extra light and take a picture of this food. But it did look phenomenal. And I definitely will regret that.
Case.
Right. But I definitely have to date a guy who's like okay with Instagram.
I mean, it's not like you're a fucking bikini model.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like you're Bella Thorne.
Right.
You're posting pictures. You're not even in any of the pictures. You're anonymous.
Right, exactly.
So who would have a problem with that?
Agreed. All right, let's talk about something that we both really love. Smoking weed.
Smoking dope.
So are you trying to date a girl who smokes? Do you not care?
So I, you know, obviously would love to partake in smoking grass with my significant other.
Right.
However, not a deal breaker. My last girlfriend did not smoke pot.
Mm-hmm.
she like hit a doobie a couple times in the 5 months we were dating, but like very rarely, and was like, didn't like it, and like gets paranoid. Like, I understand. My brother doesn't smoke pot anymore, and like I still get fucking roasted out of my mind at like every family dinner and function. So like my mom, I feel like my mom is more likely to like eat an edible than my brother is. My brother eats an edible once a year.
Same with me and my mom and my sister.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think, you know, like I said,
have girls ever had a problem with you smoking?
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah,
if they care if you smoke weed.
I had a girlfriend who definitely smoked pot, but like associated the amount that I smoked with like being a dumb pothead. I mean, as I'm sitting here in my dye hippie scum tie dye t-shirt in my Crocs high on a Tuesday at 3 p.m. Wednesday at 3 p.m.
It's fine. We're doing something very important.
No, I've experienced it, and you know, been sort of like, well, I'm doing my thing and I'm successful, so
right. Thank you.
But
what were like whoever this girl or girl's problems were with weed? What did they get specific? Did they say like, I don't like the way that you act when you're high?
No, it wasn't like... my. It was just like, it was the sheer volume of smoking, I think, was just like shocking to her and disturbing. Because I smoke pot all day, every day. So
yeah,
like if I have a meeting at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., like I'm gonna roast a mini dupe like when I wake up before I go to that meeting.
Right.
And like a lot of people still like are conditioned to think that that's like fucked up and like irresponsible. But like I'm so like high energy.
Totally.
I'm not like, you know, like, oh, dude, let's self-medicate. But, like, I'm so high energy.
Yeah, that you, like, need.
If I come in hot at, like, 10 a.m. without smoking, I'm just like, oh, look at this, look at this, look at this.
No,
like, I need to, like, slow
everyone has their thing. Like, some people take Adderall every day.
Which is psychotic.
It's different. Like, I don't drink coffee. Like, I
don't drink coffee either. I have an iced latte once in a while in the afternoon if it's hot out because it's refreshing.
But it's because I'm the same as you. Like, I'm very type A when it comes to work and stuff like that. And it definitely chills me out, and it kind of like clears my head, and like it makes me think about only the important shit and not like the little stupid details and stuff like that. So it has a different effect on everyone. Like, I've gone out on dates with guys that are just smoking to keep up, like after the date, and then fucking lose their shit. Like, how about Kate? Did you ever hear about the date that Kate Frazier went on?
No.
Kate, a really good friend of mine, shout out to Kate, she's awesome, went on a date with a guy once. I'm not naming his name simply because I don't remember it, and I don't even know if she does, because he was so bizarre. It was from some app, and they were having a good time at like a restaurant, and then he was like talking a big game, like, oh yeah, I always like smoke, you know, all the time before bed. And she was like, great, like, let's go smoke a joint at my apartment after. So they go to her apartment after, and they smoke a joint, and she said that his face literally turned khaki, and he, like, could not breathe and, like, started having a panic attack and was like, what did you lace this with? Like, so crazy, so creepy, and, like this guy was, like, gaunt and just, like, disgusting and, like freaked out, and then like continued to freak out the next day and be like, seriously, what did you lace that with last night? Like, it was nuts. It was just like a joint with better weed probably than he's ever smoked.
I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, I've smoked a lot of the best pot in the world for a long time, and I took this like mini like cancer pill medical.
Oh yeah, I heard about that
the other day, and it was so fucked up. It was by far the highest I've ever been.
How do you get prescribed?
I didn't prescribe it. Somebody gave it to me. It's like Secret Santa gift last year. And I literally like took it when I was blacked out and had such a miserable day the next day. I was like, I'll never take this thing again. But then I took it on a Wednesday at 4 because I didn't have anything to do the next day until noon. I was like, I'll be fine. Like, I have fucking, you know, 20 hours to like get this out of my system. And I was fully whacked for 28 hours straight. Couldn't see, my TV looked weird, couldn't watch the TV, like, was rolling around on the ground. My roommate was like, what's wrong with you? I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to hell. And he was like, oh my God. I microdose mushrooms when I go out to the bar, like, pretty frequently. And
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean, microdose mushrooms?
Like a cap and a stem, and you get like a body high, like, when you go
out. Of shrooms?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Trip. I've never even tripped on shrooms before. I'm like a shroom virgin, a tripping virgin.
That's all time. But anyway, this marijuana product got me significantly more fucked up and like out of control than any time I've ever like taken mushrooms.
Like, yeah.
Like it was whacked out.
Oh my God.
It's definitely visuals from an edible.
That is insane.
It's really dark.
That is insane.
That sucks though. I feel bad for that guy. He probably should have just said, I'm a fucking herb and I don't roast.
Yeah, and guys updated have definitely had issues. But it's the kind of thing where it's like, do you really think that like it's gonna be this high volume like my entire life? Like I'm gonna have to have a kid at some point. Like I'm not gonna be like smoking like that woman smoking during pregnancy.
I don't see any scenario in which I will ever stop smoking.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna stop altogether.
But my thought, like when would like in what scenario do I have to like not like smoke less weed? Like everybody smokes weed. It's like fucking 20.
It is really true. I was talking to my trainer the other day. Shout out to Donovan from Work Train Fight. He's amazing. And he's actually going to come on this podcast at some point because he has some really interesting opinions. And he was saying that all of the people he trains over 40 are huge potheads. Like every last one. And like basically everyone as you get older just starts to smoke weed. So it's like, why would we stop anytime soon? Like if our life is finally figured out, now's the time to start smoking weed, right?
Yeah, I'm just not gonna stop smoking weed.
Yeah.
And that was also a great moment in my life when my parents sort of realized and like gave up on the don't smoke weed thing. Like I used to have a fucking bong museum in my closet. My dad would find them and like fucking throw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
Like, get your shit out of my house.
Yeah.
Actually, remember I drove to Boston at like midnight on 420.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Trying to get
that
to Boston by 4:20 a.m.
That was 4:20
nuts. Marathon Monday 4:20.
That was the best day ever.
Got pulled over on the Merritt going 80. Got off. Thought I had like evaded a cop. Literally was like having a panic attack. Like called job. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like I had just gotten like my probation in Michigan.
Yeah.
Being arrested with pot in the car. And this guy pulls, then I get back on the highway and he's like waiting for me. He pulls me over.
So scary.
Full panic attack. I'm just like, sir, like, I can't. He's like, where are you going? They're like, go over to the festivities or something. I was like, he like knew right away. Like, it's a fucking roaster. There's like a bong in the back. There's like bongs in the backseat, multiple bongs. And I was just like, I really cannot afford to get arrested right now. And he actually said,
I actually remember this.
What can you afford? And my wallet was like, in my hand, like resting on the fucking
wow,
like
scum.
Thing because I'd just taken my thing out. Not scum, legend. God bless this guy.
Legend, but
he just took 200 bones cash scum. Out of my wallet and was like, get the fuck out of here, slow down. I was like, And then I got to Boston at like 4:08.
Yeah.
Roasted up fat dude at your crib. It's like you, me, and like Liat or something. It was like
potentially. What year was it?
It was freshman year, I think.
Oh, yeah, really?
Year. Yeah.
It was definitely Fallon. Yeah, probably Liat.
It was only two of us.
Liat was like my...
And then we like slept for a couple hours, got up at like 9, mm-hmm. started fucking boozing heavy on the street. Me and Nico stayed at fucking Nico's. Congratulations on your wedding, Nico.
Oh, that dorm. That weird random dorm. Yeah.
And we went to some like sake bomb. Like 9
yes.
in the morning.
Oh yes,
and
yes,
some
yes.
Some guy
like
was my
Osaka
first. It was my
something.
First time in Boston, like other than like a high school trip. And I remember Nico and I were both wearing like sweatpants and like tots, like drivers.
Hilarious.
And some guy goes like, "Where you going? You fucking like cork soccer with your sweatpants and your loafers?" And like Nico was just like, "Whoa, bro, like take it easy." It's like drunk, like Boston assholes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Disgusting. Good okay, so out. Going back to dating. Just to round it out. So are there any careers of any women that like would turn
careers
you off
of
that
women
you,
that would what careers would turn me off?
Like, would you not want to date like an actress?
Like, want to date an actor or an actress.
Why is that?
Because like one, if they become successful or are successful, there's like always the chance that they're like in something and just like fall in love with someone on set that they're like forced to be with nonstop, and then they like dip you and like get heartbroken. That happens all the time. That is not a myth. Is literally Hollywood, ingrained in Hollywood forever.
That's true, but like
my man's wouldn't like, you Aronofsky had Rachel Weisz locked up.
Totally, but wouldn't...
She goes and makes some shitty fucking horror movie with Daniel Craig, starts sucking him off right there, and files for divorce. Shit happens all the time. Fucking yeah, but Mr. like... Mr. and Mrs. fucking Smith, Brad yeah, and Angelina.
They're divorced Aniston. Now.
I know, I'm just saying, but, like, okay, it happens but... all the time. So that's one reason why no.
Yeah.
And two, being a fucking actor and actress, like a serious actor and actress, like, listen, I feel like a fucking, like... You know, like on some fucking procedural, like 30-minute fucking sitcom and like
right.
network TV, I'm sure it's great. Like, I'm sure Kaley Cuoco is the best wife in the world. Seems like a really chill wife. Seems like a great wife. Takes good care of her man. It's like, I would marry her in a
heartbeat. Is she married again?
Yeah, she's married. Oh, did she get divorced?
She got divorced, I thought.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah.
my point. Exactly. But like, I'm sure there's some, but like, you also, it's dark to like be a real serious actor, actress, because you're. Going deep into like some other person, you have to like deal with them, like, and they're like, you know, they're creating new emotional scars for themselves and living through them, and you have to
like, okay, so how about this through, how about like, this
something that's not a real problem. It's just dark.
All right, so know. No actors, what's the ideal career for a girl that like, let's say that you met, like, would it be a teacher, a lawyer, like really? I feel like a lot of guys have this teacher fantasy. Let's talk about it.
It's just, it's like, it's
is it because like they're good with kids and you know that?
It's more, I mean, maybe subconsciously like super down like the id maybe, but like, I think it's more about like...
You know, they have a lot of patience.
Yeah, they pay, but they're also like, they have to be like so reserved and like, put together so much of the time that like this also might be like a stereotype and like a myth, but like they're gonna let their freak flag fly like when they're not at school, because like, they have to like reel it in and be like so like such a good example and a role model,
right?
Like,
but what if their freak flag is like a psycho bitch flag, because like they're putting on this fake smile at school with all the
fake.
Kids they're like,
hey. I think most people that are teachers want to be teachers and want to do good.
Right.
There's no, like, there's not a lot of people who are like, oh, like it's a decent paycheck, like teachers are right. Shit. Like nobody's like,
no, you're right,
like, don't want
to. My dear friend like, Rachel Jacobson is a teacher at a charter school.
Yeah, she's not doing it for the dough.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like a serious academic, like that's a story, but like being a teacher, like that's the kind of teacher I'm I want like a
agreed.
Middle school teacher, elementary school teacher.
What about a nurse?
My friend, Alex Radman, just got engaged to a lovely lady who's a nurse. I think nurses are great. I think that the hours can be kind of fucked, but I have the least normal sleep schedule in the world, so I don't think it would affect me. Like, I don't go to, like, I take naps, weird naps throughout the day. Like, I sleep like 4 hours at a time.
So. Would you ever want to date a girl who worked for a hedge fund?
Sure. If I got to be like a stay-at-home dad and like live like roast on the couch all day and play fucking FIFA while she's bringing on the bacon, I would be so down.
All right, I have a last question that I'm actually pretty curious about. Do you think that guys are just as much can be just as much of gold diggers as girls can be? And
sure.
Do you know anyone, you don't have to name them personally or someone else, that you think is a gold digger who's a guy?
There's definitely, there's people like that, I think, on all sides. You know, it's also not just about, like, gold. There are gold diggers, but I think there's a lot of guys out there that are, like, social climbers and status seekers and will date a girl for that reason alone. Like, you know, this guy in Miami was, like, dating that girl, Corinne, from The Bachelor.
No way.
Like, while she was going through her,
like,
boy who cried wolf, like, rape story that, like, there's no lawsuit. Like, they threw it away.
That's
like,
you ridiculous. Didn't get it.
Like, you were, and, like, the guy was, like, standing by her, like, I believe her, like, and he clearly was, like, I was, like, dude, you look like a fucking idiot. Dumped the shit, and he, like, moved to L.A. with her, and, like, but he was clearly only dating her because he, like, you know, was, it's like, nice kid, but wasn't right. like a cool guy. And like, this made him feel cool. He was literally like, every time they would take paparazzi, because she was in the tabloids every day. Every time they'd take pictures of this girl,
he would try to get
it. He'd be in it and be fucking shitting and grin from ear to ear. Just like so
That's
excited.
So
people.
Fucked up. Yeah,
I think there's a lot of guys that are trying to like, you know, it's the same as like anything. Like,
no,
why
you're
do
right.
guys buy nice cars and
you're
like,
right.
wear nice watches? Like, they want like a fucking like trophy, like status right. symbol, which is like.
Are you going to talk about, you can say a different name.
Yeah.
But it's pretty gold and we should do it.
Yeah. I mean,
she rescheduled 13 times.
Yeah, I met the girl that we were talking about earlier. So I met this girl in college, you know, just like partying, and she had a boyfriend. I didn't think there was even any like chemistry there, just like someone I met who was friends with my friends. Didn't see her for years, ran into her at a restaurant. We're sitting next to each other. And so I just like, laid it on thick, like spit, great game, was really feeling it. She responded very, very positively to everything I was saying. So we planned at that restaurant to go to dinner together, to go out on a date. And we scheduled the date for like a week or two later. And I got a text about 3 hours before, saying, oh my God, like, you're gonna hate me, I'm so sorry, but like, I, you know, work's been crazy, I'm not gonna be able to get it early enough. So it's like, all right, standard, it's happened before, it's not gonna, like, you know, it's, I'm not gonna let it phase me. So we rescheduled
so
for the
we
next
thought.
Week. Well, it hasn't, at this point, it's just like, I'm just
right.
straight going as far as I
right.
can see how far it goes. So rescheduled for a week later, the next week, 45 minutes before, oh my God, like muscle memory, like the same text, like, oh my God, you're gonna hate me, like I have to do this, and like works crazy, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, like, you tell me when you wanna go. It's two, whatever. We schedule for 2 weeks later. This time, a day before, but still, like, I have to do this thing, like, blah, 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 I can't go. Excuse, same thing. This happens, what, 5 times in a month?
Yeah.
6 times Straight in up. A month. Like, rescheduling for 2 days later, then canceling it that day. Rescheduling for 2 days later, canceling that day. Yeah, I don't know what the point is other than now I'm just going to keep... I've been rescheduling every, like, couple weeks just to see how many times and how far this will
just go. The point is that this is fucking... This is what today we're dealing with. Yeah. Like, these crazy-ass people. And, like, I've been doing a lot of... like half dating app, half setups. And like, I don't really know what's worse. I actually had a friend set me up recently with someone, and like, I'm pretty tall for a girl. And so I don't really require much, but like, it would be nice for the guy. I mean, Jake is dying over here, but it'd be nice for the guy to be just like a little bit taller. And this date a few weeks ago, was like 2 inches shorter than me. And I'd asked my friend before I went, I was like, is he tall? And he was like, yeah, he is. And I guess we just had
Are
different
you
ideas.
Tall?
I'm 5'7".
That's not like, so he thought his 5'5" was tall?
Yeah.
Tell us about your date last night.
My date last night was really good. We went to this place.
Oh, we already talked about it.
Sell Rose. No, we didn't. I told you about the date with Seth from Acme, which we were not affiliated with. But the date last night was at Sell Rose with Chase.
Oh, what a trendy spot.
It is trendy. You've been there before on Delancey?
No. I've walked by it many times and been so...
It was really nice. But you know what I realized?
Nick Fouquet has
You know what I realized, though? And this is such a big deal. There's always a miscommunication on a first date of whether you're eating or just drinking on both ends. Especially when it's a setup, because you're like, I have to like make the person who set us up happy, you know? And he was confused. So he had a slice and a half of Joe's before meeting me. And then when
what
I
do you
met
mean,
him,
a slice and a half.
He had a slice of pizza from Joe's and then a half of a slice of pizza from
what
Joe's.
What did he do with it? Was he sharing it with someone?
Yeah, of course. He was with a friend. Yeah.
And they shared a slice.
I don't
of pizza.
Know exactly the details, and
what
I'm not judging him. He's a really
kind
cool
of a
dude.
Psycho murderer is this?
He's
guy?
Not a psycho murderer. He's
Who
a
eats
real...
a half of a slice of pizza.
He had already had
if...
a whole slice.
And so he wanted to eat a half of one.
Yeah, because he wanted to have room just in case I wanted to eat. He was being considerate.
So just stop at one or eat two. It doesn't matter.
He might have been a little more hungry than one. Whatever. You can't judge him.
I'm fully judging.
Do you even know him? No.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard, honestly.
Okay.
A half a slice of pizza.
If you're listening, Chase, ignore him. He's wrong. Anyway, so and it's Joe's. Like, maybe you're just jealous that he had Joe's and like you want Joe's.
$3 in my apartment.
Whatever.
Okay. Joe's whenever I want. I get the best Joe's.
Do you want to let me tell you how the day was?
I honestly can't get over.
You can't get past it. It's not as bad as when I went on a date with somebody to a comedy show at the Cellar, and we got a burger and we split it, and then he took the bun off and just ate half of the patty with a fork and knife.
Okay, eating like that's less a of lot something worse when you're not hungry, but deliberately having a slice of pizza, that's like me going to Murray's and having 3/4 of a bagel. And
that's ridiculous.
The same thing. Fractal eating on standardized units of food. That's fucked.
That's erroneous.
It's really weird.
Anyway, so
dude, I'm just telling you.
Okay. Moving past this guy who is actually a great guy, and his pizza. We had a really good time. The food at this place was amazing. Actually, it's like little French bites.
They have a waitress with a shaved head that is so.
I think, oh no, she wasn't our waitress, but the waitress was very like sultry. Like when she came over, I almost thought it was like another. Place. Yeah. I almost thought it was like a girl like hitting on him. You know what I mean? And I've never thought that when a waitress came place. Over. Like I all of a sudden was like, what is this bitch about to do? And then she was like, can I get you anything? And I was like, whew.
You can tell from outside by the people outside. It's very sexy.
Yeah. It's too sexy. Very sexy. And then we had a really nice time. We had two drinks and then she was like, do you want the check? And we got the check, but I could have sat there longer, but I didn't really like know how to say that because it's the first date, didn't want to be weird. And then he dropped me off at home and that was it. We didn't kiss, which is interesting.
I actually saw his text message to Matthew last night while we were-
What did he say?
He said like went in for the kiss, like got the cheek or-
That's not true. That's not true at all. That's, no, like
you fucking you, sicko weirdo liar, pizza, slice and a half eating fuck.
No, Chase, if you're listening, you should definitely try again because I did not see your attempt at all. It just seemed like you wanted to hug, which I was down to do, but I was expecting a kiss as well. That's why we shared an Uber home. You could have done it in the Uber as well. I feel like there are multiple opportunities, so I'm going to give you another one when we have our date on Wednesday. So just a heads up, you should take it.
Sick.
And that is
after
that.
After we're done just running through every Persian in Florida.
I love Persian Jews. I really do. They're great people. But no, I'm not going to be fornicating with any Persian Jews this weekend. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I'll be dancing. Like serious dancing.
Heavy.
But like Jewish dancing, the horror. Okay. Thank you so much for being my first guest.
Your pleasure.
It has been beyond a pleasure to have you here. Thanks to Noah, who is behind the scenes. This has been We Met at Acme, episode 1.